Keelu. Haholchim meyakul liyafu. Tahalin yeshva yaboshininu. We forget. This is called, it's called a kula. That the people that just take short trips, they're not people that just travel meyakul liyafu. That's a one day sail. Those people are not considered holchei hayam, but rather those people are still called yeshva yaboshininu, that you mutter to. Now, who did you mean to answer when you said holchei hayam? Elamimisha darkol afarish. That's called the bikula. That when the reish of the mishnah, when the person said he made a neder, miyordei hayam, who is considered a yordei hayam? People that go far away, that stay a few days on the ship, and not a person that just takes a short journey, a one day's journey. That's not called yordei hayam. That's a kula. In other words, when you said this loshen, when a person said a neder, I'm making a neder miyordei hayam, it's only included people that go far away, a far distance. But people that take a short sail, a one day sail, that's not called yordei hayam. So this man the Yom learns that the end of the Mishnah is saying a bikula. Now a man the masni sefer, but the one, the Amora that says no, the end of the Mishnah is explaining the second part of the Mishnah, then it's a chumrah, and it's like this. Masni Hoki, he learns like this, that the end, the second part of the Mishnah said, that Hanoi der miyoshva yabosho, if somebody makes an issa neder, he can't have any enjoyment from people that live on the dry land. So the Mishnah says, the Chiddush, that also biyordei hayam, in that neder is also included people that travel on the ocean, like we said, because even though they travel even half a year, but still the other half of the year they have a headquarters on dry land, they have a house. So every person is called the Yoshvei Yabosha. Now, the end of the Mishnah explains that. It doesn't only mean from people that take short distances. They only travel a one-day distance. So then we could understand for sure they're called the Yoshvei Yabosha because they sleep at night home in the dry land. Ella, but the Mishnah means to say a chiddush. Ella, even afilu b'misha darkol afarish, even if you have a person that his minig is to take a long sail, he can go away for a few months on the ocean. He can go across the world. Still, hoyo v'soifel yavsha, since at the end he's going to end up in his home, he's going to end up on dry land. Like, we don't have people that live on the ocean 12 months a year. We don't have such people like that. Everybody has to come home someplace. You have your house on the dry land. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that every single person in the world is included in Yoshva Yabosha. So if you made such a neder that you can't have any enjoyment from Yoshva Yabosha, you also have to have any enjoyment from anybody in the world. Nobody in the world is allowed to give you any type of enjoyment. So the next Mishnah. Hanoi, there all these Mishnahs are also explaining the Lashon B'nei Yodim. When you say it, how do we understand from this neder? In other words, there's a klal of dvorm shebelei ven dvorm. What you say in your heart doesn't count. It only counts what comes out of your mouth, the way we understand it. So the question is, how do we understand it? What is meant in your neder? And usually, if that's what we understand it, that's what you meant also. That was also in your lev. Like usually you mean what the Lashon says. So Mishnah says, what's going to be hanoide meroya hachama? Somebody makes a neder, he can't have any enjoyment from people that see the sun. So you should know, osaraf besumin, it's even included a blind person. Don't think he meant to say people that could see, but no, even blind people. Why? Because he only had in mind anybody that the sun could see him. And we'll soon see what it means not. But as long as the sun could see you, even though he's a blind person, it's also included. Because otherwise he should have said, I'm making a neder from people that could see. That's not what he said.
So the Ran explains before.
He didn't mean to say that people that could see the sun, the him came, because if that's what he meant, the Ran says, he should have said, min haroyin bilvad bilchud. He just should have said, I'm making a neder that I can't have any enjoyment from people that could see. Sharei kol haroyim heim royim, kam chem acham, whoever could see the sun. So why did he have to add in these extra words? He's making a neder miroyei hachama, from people that could see the sun. So therefore, the Mishnah explains what the person meant to say is, anybody that the son could see, even though that person is blind, he's also included in his nether. So Gemara says now, my time, and what's the reason? The Gemara says, because it didn't just say poshut, it should have just said, he's making a nether from people that see. Why did he have to say the extra words, miroyahiyachama? So therefore, all he meant, he did not mean to take out blind people. As long as the son could see you, you're included in my nether. Siv sol lafuke, what did he mean to say he's not osa to? Dogim v'uvrim. Dogim are fish that are hidden from the sun. The sun can't see fish. Fish is in the water. The sun doesn't see the fish. So he meant to say he's still mutter to have enjoyment from fish. And v'uvrim from babies that are not born yet. When they're in the mother's stomach, they're hidden from the sun can't see them. So the people that are Ubrim right now at the time when he made his nether, and later when they're born, he's allowed to have enjoyment from them. But anybody that's born now is included in his nether that he's also to have enjoyment from. The next Mishnah. Ha-noide me-shurei ha-rosh. If somebody says he can't have any enjoyment for somebody that has a black head, me-shurei ha-rosh, from a black head. So Lachar is also be-karchim. He's even also to have enjoyment from a bald head. Guy that has a bald head. I don't think to say what he meant to say is a guy that has black hair. And if you're bald, you hear if your head is not black, he didn't mean you. No, he meant you also. Obale Shavis, even an older man that his hair is white already, he's also included in the nether. Even though he said a black head, he didn't mean Badafka black. O Mutu, who is he Mutu to though? Who did he mean not to include? Vinoshim uvaktanim. Ladies are not included in Shkuri Harosh. And ketanim, young kids, are also not included. Shein nikroyim shkuri harosh el anoshim. Who is considered a shkuri harosh? Who is considered a black man? Only men. Men are considered shkuri harosh. Mashen kein, ladies and ketanim are not included. So Gemara explains, why not my timer? Mi deloy kama mi balei sar. Because if the person only meant to say, I can't have enjoyment from people that have hair, so he should have said that. It's also for me, mi balei sar, from people that have hair. Why did he have to say this lashon of mishkuri arush? So he does not only mean to include people that have black hair, but it means to include people will soon see that walk out, sometimes the head is covered, and sometimes the head is not covered. That's the way men walk out. That's called shkuri arush. Like sometimes it's covered, and sometimes not. Now, umutah b'noshim u'b'ktanim, she'nik royim shkuri harosh el anoshim. That's what our Mishnah says. Who's called a black head? Only a men, and not ladies and children. My time, why not? Anoshim men, zimnen de michsui rishayu, v'zimnen de megala rishayu. For some reason, that's called shkuri harosh. Shkuri harosh means that your head sometimes is uncovered, and sometimes it's not covered. Sometimes it is, sometimes not. Avul noshim ashenkei ladies liyola michsu. Ladies always keep the head covered. Uktanim liyola miglu. And ktanim always have the heads uncovered. Therefore, they're not included in shkuri arush. Mashma shkuri arush means people that are sometimes covered and sometimes not. That's called the shkuri arush. Adorana says, of course, we can't call them a covered head, because sometimes they're uncovered. And we can't call them an uncovered head, because sometimes they cover the head. Therefore, they're called a shkuri harosh. Lefi sherubam shel anoshim, rosh and shachar. Because most of the men have black hair. I'm not too clear why, but I call upon them a head that's sometimes covered, sometimes not covered. You have no other name but to call them a shkuri harosh. Mashenkein, ladies that always have the hair covered is called mechusei harosh. And ketanim that always have the heads uncovered is called megulei harosh. So it's called the shkuri harosh. Only men that sometimes cover the head, sometimes don't. Right. Hanoida min hayiloidim. If somebody makes a neder from people that were born already, min yiloidim means people that are born, talocher is mutter ben elodim. He's allowed to have enjoyment from somebody that's going to be born. The kid is not born at the time when he made his nether. So any child that's born after he made his nether, he's allowed to have enjoyment from them. His anoidim and yeludim means I'm only asking myself, I can't have enjoyment from people that are already born. but from somebody that's going to be born, he's not included in my neder. What about if somebody says, min ha-nelodim, somebody says that people that are going to be born are included, I want to make an iser, I can't have any enjoyment from people that will be born, then we say, the Mishnah says, also min ha-yelodim. He's also with everybody, even from people that were already born, he's also to them. That's they're also included in his neder.
You'll see in the Gemara why.
Rabbi Meir matir af b'yeludim. Rabbi Meir says, no, it's mutter even with the people that were already born. So it's a shreya that loshin, but the Gemara comes out that Rabbi Meir means to say, no, when somebody makes a neder that I can't have enjoyment from the lodim, from the children that will be born, what he means to say is only from people that are not born yet, I can't have enjoyment from them. But from anybody that's already born, it's mutter. That's what Rameh argues on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, when you say min hanayladim, from people that will be born, you mean to include even people that were born already. And Rameh says, no, Rabbi Meir matir af b'yaladim. Rameh says, no, the people that are already born, those are not included in the neder. Those you are mutter to. You're only also to nayladim, people that will be born. The Chachamim now goes back to explain the Tanakhama. The Chachamim say, "Yeah, the Chachamim, the Chachamim now are explaining the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, that loy niskaven ze ela b'mi shadakeli volit. He only meant people that give birth. In other words, people are men. Lafuka the Gemara says dogim and oifos that they don't give birth; they hatch eggs. But he only meant to say min hanalodim." The Tanakhama says when somebody makes an Issa Neder, he can't have any enjoyment from people that will be born. He doesn't only mean to say in the future people that will be born and to exclude people that were born already, but it means to say from mankind, from any type of a mankind that gives birth, like men give birth, men and wife, that's what he meant to include. Lafuke, fish and birds, they don't give birth, they hatch eggs, that's not included in his Neder. That's the Machloikis Rabbi Meir and the Tanakhama. Chayes are also included. Mar says now the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the Bukhura is Shvehez Loshin. Rabbi Meir says that if somebody makes a neder, not to have enjoyment min hanelodim from that will be born, so he says, Mater af b'yeludim. He's mutter even with the people that were already born. So partially it means that not only the people that were born, but with the people that will be born also. So Gemara asks, the Rav Meir, for loy mi boy nolodim, from the lashon that he said, it's mashma that even the people that will be born are also mutter. Like he said, the smutter af v'yolodim, even with the ones that were already born, which we could assume means the ones that will be born are also mutter. So then, Mori asks, elu miman asa? Says so. What's Rav Meir saying? Who did he mean to asa then? If you're telling me now, when he made an iser, I can't have enjoyment min hanolodim. So it's mutter for the people that are also born already, which means even the people that will be born. So if so, who was the neder go on? Who did he mean to make it also to? So Gemara says the pshat is like this. Chasurei mechzura, something is missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi ketoni, this is the way you should learn our Mishnah. Ha'anoidim min ha'yeloidim. If somebody makes an itzah neder to anybody that's born already, I can't have enjoyment from, then everybody agrees, mutter ben elodim. What you meant to say is you can't have enjoyment from people that were born, but not people that will be born. But if you say a lashon of min hanelodim, you say people that will be born I can't have enjoyment from, is also b'yelodim. The Tanakhama says, like the Mishnah explains at the end, you meant to answer all mankind. Any person that gives birth, you mean to answer them. Whether they're born already, whether they're going to be born, you mean to answer mankind. Could be animals also. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says no. Af hanoidim min hanolodim. Even if somebody makes an issa neder from the people that will be born, he should know mutter b'yolodim. He's mutter to have enjoyment from people that were born already. He only means from the people that will be born. Ki hecha denoidim min hayolodim. Mutter b'nolodim. Just like you say in the first case. If somebody makes an issa neder from people that were born already, it's mutter. He's allowed to have enjoyment from people that will be born. is the same way Reb Meir says, if you say min hanerlodim, you mean what you say. You only mean to put an isser on the people that will be born, but the people that were born already, it's mutter. That's where Reb Meir learns. Omele Rav Papa Abaye. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, what's pshana Mishnah? Lememra, you want to tell me, dinerlodim. That when our Mishnah says that somebody makes a neder in the future tense to people that will be born, the misial de mashma, that the word nerlodim is a future tense, people that will be born. So if so, I have a kash and a posik in Bereshis. Elu meyatis, so the posik says, shnei bonecho hanerlodim lucho b'eretz Mitzrayim, that Yaakov told like Yosef with two children that were born in Eretz Mitzrayim. His hochi nami dis yaldin hu. Here also you want to say Yaakov meant to say that will be born. They were born already. Yaakov was telling Yosef, your two children, Menashe and Ephraim, that were born in Mitzrayim. So you see, it says Loshen of Nelodim, which means they were already born. So it doesn't mean future tense. It can mean in past tense. For the Gemara of Yeh, Lamai, the Yalidu Mashma, what do you want to tell me then that the word Nelodim means past tense? That they were born already. I have a kasha from another pasuk then. Elamayativ, so the pasuk says, Hine ben noilad lebeis David Yeshayo Shemoi. There's going to be a child born to Beis David, his name will be Yeshayo. Is hochi nami de heavy? Is it true that Yeshayo was born already? For adayin Menashe lebo, Menashe wasn't even born yet. And Yeshayo was born from Menashe. So you see the word noilad means in future tense, he will be born. So then the Chorus is still in the Psukim. Elo, what do you have to answer? I'll tell you like this. In the Mikra and the Psukim itself, Mashmahochi and Mashmahochi. True. When you look in Chumash, look in Nach, it could be Mashma both ways. The word Nelodim could mean future tense, and it could mean past tense. But what our Mishnah is telling you, over Nedorim, but when a person, when a man makes a Neder, then the Klal is Holach Acha Loshem B'Nayodim. You go after the way people mean. What do people mean? Now the Ran explains, so that's the Machlokes now Mishnah. That's the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Meir. Ovochi Pligi, Rabbi Meir Rabbonin. The Rabbonin, Sarv, the Chihechish and Nelodim. Beloshin Torah. Kerlo Nelodim Kfar. V'yasidin Livoleid. The Chacham say, since in the Torah, the word Nolad applies to both future and past, his Hochinami, the Rabbanan said the same thing, Beloshim B'nei Adam. When a person wants to make a neder, he also means both ways, past and future. So therefore, Nelodim means mankind that could give birth. And the Rashi answers behind the Rabbanan to the Rabbanan, end off in the end of the Mishnah Lameimah, tell us, Messiah from Asisim, that Lainiskavan Zelemimi Shadakali Volid. So if the word Nelodim means both past and future, what does he really mean when he says the word Nelodim? It means the same mankind that gives birth. The end of our Mishnah is not a third pirish. It's only coming to explain the first mandiyam in our Mishnah. That's the reason why when you use the word Nelodim, you mean to include everybody. At the end of the Mishnah explains itself. He only means the same mankind that gives birth, bein labo, bein leshavar, whether the kids that were born already or the kids that will be born. That's the Rabbanan Svara. And Reb Meir says no, Tiboloshim b'nei yodom, lenikri nelodim, elo asidim livolid. That's how the people talk. When people talk between themselves, they say nelodim means future tense, the kids that will be born. Ovilodim namir tavayim mar demuta. So therefore, that's what Meir says in our Mishnah, that if somebody makes this and that there on min hanelodim, he only means to ask himself on the people that will be born. But anybody that was already born at the time of his neder, he's allowed to have enjoyment from. So that's the machlokes from Meir and the Rabbanin. What is loshem b'nei yod? Then the Mishnah ends off. The chom moimrim lo niskavin zelu misha da'akli voli. The Chom and Tanakam say no. Say Nelodim means both future and past. You mean everybody. Say if so, the Gemara is Lafuki Mai. So why don't you say Stam? You're making yourself awesome to the whole world. Why do you have to say a Lashon of Nelodim? Who do you mean to exclude? So this the Gemara says Lafuki Dog and Beifus. He means to exclude fish and birds. But the Ran says Shein the bottom run, Shein Matilim Beitzim V'Loi Misritzu B'Mei Imon. They are not curated like in the mother's stomach, but rather they give off eggs and the eggs hatch. So you're saying the Chura animals are also included then. You meant to say mankind and the like that have, that give birth. And just meant to say exclude, dog and fish and birds.